Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 3rd to 23rd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series, January through March of 2016. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Hi everybody, this is Eric Tremblay from Amherst Island Radio, right here in Stella, Ontario, and today I've got some special programming for you. There's a celebration coming up in 2016 called the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. It takes place March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. So I've made this special to showcase some of the Francophone people in our community, and I decided to make this very interesting by showcasing kids. So what I did is I went out and talked to friends that I knew and people that I knew, and I found four kids that go to French school. Now, of course, here in Loyalist Township and the Kingston area, we are an English community, but we do have some French language schools. So there are some families that send their kids to French language schools. So what I did is I selected four kids who go to French language school right now and talked to them a little bit about their life at school and their experiences outside of school with the English language and the French language. Now, I pretty much asked every kid the same question, just so that you could spend some time during this special comparing how each kid answers each question. Everybody's a little different, which is really fun, and it really gives you a sense as to what it's like to be a kid today, learning more than one language in Eastern Ontario. Okay, so we're just going to kick it off with our first participant. Each participant introduces themselves, so I'll let them take it away.
My name is Eric. I am 8 years old, and my school is Monseigneur Rémy Gollin in Kingston, Ontario.
So Monseigneur Rémy Gollin is a French first language school. At school, can you tell me how that works? Like, how much French is spoken at school?
They make you speak French all the time, so you actually, like, remember it, and you don't, like, just forget all the French stuff, and you, like, because you need to always talk French, because if you talk French a little bit, which is in class, and then just talk it and then talk English all the time outside, you'll have as good French as you will if you always talked French.
Okay, well, so you said outside, you mean during recess. So yeah. During recess, yeah. How does that work?
You still have to talk French.
And do you talk French?
Yeah.
Do you talk any English?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Most of the time, in fact.
Okay, how about the kids in your class? Do most of the people in your class speak French really well?
Lots of them speak, yeah, lots of French. Some of them know, like, a ton of French and are, like, grew up with French and still know English. Some, yeah, they speak English at the recess, actually most. Or maybe girls, but, like, because girls usually speak French.
Is there anybody in your class that doesn't speak French?
No, because we all learn French.
Okay. Have you ever been around somebody while they're speaking a different language? Like shopping and...
Yeah, like sometimes they're like Chinese? I'm not sure.
Well, it could be Chinese or Japanese.
Japanese, yeah, so...
There's a couple different Chinese languages too.
Yeah.
So what does it make you feel like when you're around people that are speaking a language that you can't understand?
I don't really know. I used to feel like that when I was, like, just in kindergarten in French school. It was kind of like, I was always questioning, and I was asking my friends, what does that mean again? And when we were doing, like, math, it was, like, simple math, like 2 plus 3, couldn't really understand what my teacher was saying. Because, like, in kindergarten, you usually get spoken French because you don't really understand. But we couldn't speak that much English, but everyone spoke English at recess.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a couple of geography questions right now. In Kingston, This is their city of Kingston, right?
Yeah.
What language do you think is most common here?
I think English.
Yeah. And if you have you traveled around different cities in the province of Ontario, like nearby in this province?
Yeah, I've been in Toronto.
Right. Any other cities around?
Yeah, a few. I don't really remember the names, though.
Okay, well, that's cool. But in Ontario, what do you think the most common language is?
I think it might be French.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's English.
Okay. What about outside Ontario? Have you ever been outside Ontario or maybe even to a different country or something like that?
I forgot if Atlanta... I think Atlanta's a country.
Yeah, Atlanta is outside of Canada, yes. And what about the most common language in Atlanta?
I think it's English.
You think it's English?
I've only mainly visited my family members in Atlanta, like my aunt and my uncle and my other uncle and my grandma and my grandpa, and they all speak English. So, because I don't really meet other people, but at like stores when they're talking to my... to like whoever's buying something, they usually talk English, so I'm pretty sure that's the most common language.
Gotcha. Okay, so now in the whole world, the world is big now, eh?
Yeah.
What do you think the most common language is in the whole world?
I was gonna say English, but French was before English. I'm just gonna say French.
No, French is a good guess. It's a good guess. Now, I noticed that you speak really good English. Did you learn English at school as well?
No.
Where did you learn it?
Mostly from growing up, and when I was in, like, daycare, everyone spoke English. So, I mostly just learned it from growing up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, in your life outside of school, how do you use French?
Some of my grandparents who are, like, learning French, like, one of my grandmas in Calgary... my mom always tells me to speak French, and to people who like I don't know, might not know English, I could speak French. And sometimes I like say, okay, I'm gonna speak French today because I kind of wanna be better at French. And because at school they tell you to do it at recess and stuff, and I don't really, so I try to do it at home like sometimes, but I barely really do that.
Yeah, makes sense. And so when you grow up, have you figured out what kind of job you're going to get yet?
I really want to be an astronaut, but no, I haven't.
Okay, so that's cool. Do you think if you were to become an astronaut, you would use French?
I could if some people knew French in like the space station or somewhere and I wanted to communicate.
Do you think when you're going to be an astronaut, do you think you're going to use English?
Yeah. Because tons of people use English, so...
How about when you're, again, when you're all grown up and you have kids of your own, what kind of school do you think you're going to send them to?
I guess I'd want them to learn English at the beginning, because I wouldn't be too good at teaching French, I guess. I could, but I kind of want them to know two languages, and English would be first, because I guess I could just live in a country that was... I could live somewhere that was mostly English.
And that's always tricky, where to send the kids, and it matters sometimes where the parents went. What kind of school do you think your parents went? The English or French school?
Definitely, pretty sure English. My dad, I think he learned some French in school, probably.
Canada, did you know Canada has two official languages, French and English?
I did not know that French was an official language.
That's right. But how come we don't have schools that teach both of them?
Don't we?
Which languages does your school teach?
I'm pretty sure in fourth grade and I think maybe fifth, they kind of teach a little bit of English. I think I heard that. So it kind of teaches both for like people who mostly understand French and people who grew up with English.
Okay, I got it. Now, have you ever heard a French song on the radio?
I've heard French music. I don't think I've heard one on the radio, though. I might, but I don't remember.
Cool. All right. Well, I really want to thank you very much for talking to me today.
Okay.
is Sadie. I am 6 years old, and my school is Monseigneur Remy Golay in Kingston, Ontario.
Awesome. So Monseigneur Remy Golay is a French first language school. At school, can you tell me how that works? Like, how much French do you guys speak at school?
We have to speak it for the whole time in class.
What about recess?
Recess, me and my friends, we go out and play. Only my friends that do not know how to speak English, we just speak French. So that's it.
Oh, neat. And does everybody in your class speak French pretty well?
Yes. But my friend Howie, he's learning.
He's learning, okay. And does anybody speak any other languages?
No.
No? Do you know any other languages?
No. I only know how to speak a little Espanol.
Ah, Espanol. So, have you ever been around somebody who was speaking a different language?
Yes.
Which one?
At my old school, there was a teacher who was in the kitchen, and she speak Espanol, and then all the other teachers choose who can go in the kitchen, and it was two people.
Oh, and do those two people have to speak Spanish?
No, they speak English with Nancy.
Oh, that's nice. Have you ever heard any other languages?
Yes.
Do you know which ones?
No.
What does it make you feel like when you're around people speaking a language you can't understand?
I don't know. I just want to know what language they're speaking and what they're saying.
What do you think they're saying?
I don't know.
If you wanted to learn a third language, because right now you have two, right? English and French?
No, in Espanol.
Oh, a little bit of Espanol. If you wanted to learn a fourth language, how would you do it?
I would learn from someone who knows how to speak another language.
Ah, by talking to them and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions now about geography. So, you live in the city of Kingston.
Yeah.
What is the most common language that people speak here?
English?
Yeah. Like, if you go around in stores and stuff like that, mainly hear people speak English, right?
Yes.
Have you been to different cities in the province of Ontario?
Yes.
Which cities have you been to?
Quebec, PEI, and I don't remember all the other cities I went to when I was a little girl.
Okay, yeah, those are places outside of Ontario, which is great. What do you think the most common language is in those places outside of Ontario?
Quebec is French, PEI is English, French, and some other languages that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else.
Have you ever been to the United States?
Of America?
Yeah.
When we were going to Trombley, I think.
Oh, traveling a little bit?
Yeah.
What language do they speak in the United States of America?
I don't know.
Hmm. Now, I noticed that you speak really good English.
Yeah.
Do you learn English at school?
No.
Where did you learn English?
I was born English.
You were born English.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is it easier to learn languages at home or at school?
At school.
At school. Why?
Because there's other people that don't speak French and they're learning, so I want to tell them how to know how to speak French.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your life outside of school, how do you use the French language?
I don't know.
Is there any places that you use French outside of school?
Well, I go to, it's an after school program and people speak English and French.
Oh. Have you ever been to another city or another province where you had to use some French?
Yes.
Which one do you remember?
Quebec.
Oh, and what kind of situation were you in that you had to use French? Okay, were you like in a party? Or
no.
Shopping?
No,
or restaurant?
We were. So I went with my cousin Mackenzie, me, my mom, and my grandpa, and I was teaching them how to know how to speak French.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked for something, and I told them in English because it was French there.
Oh, so to help your cousin understand some French.
And my grandpa and my mom.
Neat. And in your life outside of school, how do you use English?
I just talk to my friends usually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I know.
Yeah, but it's pretty much you using it for when you go shopping too, right?
Yeah.
And parties?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you grow up into an adult and you need to get a job, do you think you're going to use the French language?
I don't know.
You don't know. Why?
Because I've never been to any work that anyone else goes. I've only been to my mom works.
Okay. And what kind of language do they use at your mom's work?
English, and some people are French.
Oh, okay. And when you have kids, what kind of school are you going to send them to?
I'm going to send them to a French first language school.
Why?
Because I want them to know how to learn how to speak French.
Oh, so having more than one language is good?
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of school do you think your parents went to?
My mom went to a school close to her house, and I don't know. And my aunt went to a French school.
Okay. And was your mom's school a French school?
No, it was an English.
So what about your dad? What kind of school did he go to?
I know he went to an English school.
Okay, English school. So do you know that Canada has two official languages?
Yes.
Do you know what they are?
English and French.
Right. So if Canada has two official languages, English and French, how come they don't teach both those things at your school?
Because the teachers there, some of the teachers know how to speak English and French, but they just don't speak English and French.
How come they don't make a school that teaches both English and French?
I don't know. Because some kids won't know how to speak English, some kids won't know how to speak French, and that's it.
Interesting. Thanks very much for talking to me today.
Okay.
My name is Alexander, I'm 9 years old, and my school is Monseigneur Rémy Gollin in Kingston, Ontario.
Okay, so Monseigneur Rémy Gollin is a French first language school. At school, can you tell us how that works? Like, how much French do you guys talk over there?
French during the recess, like all the time, unless you're in fourth grade or up, and then there's like one class maybe every week, English.
Okay, and you're in fourth grade right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do have an English class.
Yeah.
What do you guys do in English class?
We learn about like nouns and lots of stuff that we've already learned in French, but we just like kind of translate it to English so we know what it means if some people more understand English than French.
Okay, so if I get it right, in English class, you can speak English though?
Yeah.
Okay, but in all the other classes, you mainly speak French.
French, yes.
And recess, do you have a choice?
No, you need to speak French. The teachers, if they hear you speak English, they'll give you a little warning not to speak English.
Oh, tricky. So, does everyone in your class speak French really well?
Yeah, everybody speaks it really well, but I don't think all of them speak English really well. Like, the first time we did English class, there was this kid that was crying because he thought he wouldn't do well because he was born in Quebec and only knew French. He doesn't know any English.
Okay, gotcha. Is there anybody else in your class that speaks any other languages?
There's one person who came from Africa and she knows a bit of African.
If you wanted to learn a third language, how would you do it?
By finding a good school that has three languages that you can learn.
So you'd find a school that has three languages.
Yeah,
I do. Gotcha. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple geography questions right now. So our city is Kingston.
Yeah.
What do you think the most common language is in Kingston?
English, I think it is.
Okay. And why do you say that?
Most people that I hear speak a lot of English. Pretty much everybody speaks English.
Now, have you ever traveled to other cities in the province of Ontario?
Yes, I have.
Like, which cities, do you know?
We went to Toronto before.
Okay, so in the province of Ontario now, what do you think the most common language is?
French and English? I can't really say.
It's kind of a balance.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just talking about Kingston and then the province of Ontario. Have you ever traveled outside the province of Ontario, maybe like another province in Canada or even another country?
Yes, I lived in Alberta for quite a while before we moved to Kingston, Edmonton, and
cool.
We drove all the way here because my dad got an invitation to Queens.
Oh, okay, neat. Okay, so how about, like, if you want to think about Alberta and the places between Alberta and the province of Ontario, what do you think the most common language is there?
Again, I'd say French and English.
Okay. Now, I notice you speak really good English.
Yeah.
Did you learn English at school?
I learned some at school, but I was born and my parents spoke English a lot, so that's how I learned English. Because my parents taught me when I was a baby and whatever.
Is it easier, do you think, to learn a language, like, at home or at school?
At home, I think. Like, when I'm sick sometimes and I stay at home, I go to my mom and we, like, she kind of teaches me quite a bit, tries to help me with my math.
Cool, cool. So in your life outside of school, do you ever use the French language?
Sometimes when I'm talking to, like, my mom's friends that know French, but not usually.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple questions about your career. So when you grow up, what kind of job do you think you're going
to
get?
I want to be a scientist. I think I might be one because all the time in school I get A's and A pluses in math and science, but everything else is B's.
Awesome. I was good in science too in school, so I don't blame you. So when you think about having a job as a scientist, do you think you'll be able to use or do you think you'll need to use the French language?
Probably if I have like French comrades that I don't really understand and I might need to like speak in French and help them out with a plan or whatever. But if I don't have comrades in French, then I don't think I'll need to use it really.
Okay. And how about your life as a scientist? Do you think you'll have to use the English language?
Probably because I think lots of people speak English and that my team might be English, most of them.
Gotcha. And so when you're a scientist, you know, you'll be all grown up. You probably have 2-3 kids. What kind of school do you think you'll send the kids to?
French and English school, like a French school with English classes once they're in like grade 4 or whatever. Like what I did, because having a second language is a useful skill. And it's also, French is close to some other languages, so it can also help you learn other languages, like maybe Spanish.
Yeah. What kind of schools do you think your parents went to growing up?
My dad, he tells me he goes to English school and French, like what I did.
Oh, how about your mom?
I really don't know. I think she might have went to an English school too.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, Alexander, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today. It was really fun.
No problem.
My name is Maxim. I'm 8 years old, and my school is Monseigneur-Rémy-Gollin in Kingston, Ontario.
Okay, Monseigneur-Rémy-Gollin is a French first language school. And at school, can you tell us how that works? How much French is spoken at school?
It's completely French. You're not allowed to speak English.
Really? What happens if you speak English?
You get in trouble.
Well, what about recess? What languages do you guys speak together?
We speak English because there's no teachers around.
Okay. Do you ever get in trouble during recess? Because
no,
if speaking...
we never get caught.
So how does it make you feel to be around people that are speaking a different language that you can't understand?
I ignore them.
Does it make you feel good, bad, sad, angry, frustrated?
Annoyed.
Annoyed? Why?
Something I don't understand.
How do you feel when people are around you speaking English? Do you feel annoyed?
No, because I know the language.
So I'm going to ask you some geography questions now. In Kingston, what language do you think is the most common?
Probably English.
Probably English? Okay. So, have you ever traveled to different cities around the province of Ontario?
What?
Like what cities?
Toronto and Ottawa.
What do you think the most popular languages are in those cities?
English, but maybe a little French.
Okay. Have you ever traveled in a different city outside the province of Ontario? Maybe in a different province in Canada? Or maybe a different country? Where have you been?
Close to Quebec. I went to Prince Edward Island and...
Prince Edward Island. What do you think is the most popular language in Prince Edward Island?
F- French. Yeah. No, I mean English.
English? If you wanted to learn a third language, how would you do it?
I don't know.
How do people learn languages?
Hearing other people talk.
Okay, so we just talked about Prince Edward Island and about Toronto and Ottawa. What do you think the most common language in the world is?
I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
Italian?
Italian? Okay, why do you think Italian is the most popular language in the world?
I just guessed.
But is there a reason why you picked it?
No.
No reason. Okay, I noticed you speak really, really good English. Did you learn English at school as well?
Only at recess.
So you didn't learn English at school?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you learned English?
I don't know.
Do you think maybe you learned it at home?
Probably.
Do you think it's easier to learn a language at school or at home?
Probably school.
Why?
There's more people.
And you need a lot of people to learn languages?
More people that speak another language.
Oh, I see. So in your life outside of school, how do you use the French language?
I usually speak English when I'm out of school.
Okay. Do you speak any French with anybody outside of school?
Maybe someone from school that's not in school.
Okay. So if you see a friend of yours from school that in a different place, yeah. So when you grow up into an adult and you go to get a job, do you think you're going to use French in your job?
Probably not.
No?
Maybe a little of both.
Why? Why do you think so?
Because I know both languages. And I don't want to, like, forget French. So I need to, like, speak French to remember it.
When you have kids, when you grow up and you have kids, are you going to have kids when you grow up?
Two.
Two? Two kids? What kind of school will you send them to? What language? Italian?
French.
Why?
I want them to learn French.
Why not in English school? How are they going to learn how to speak English?
They can learn by talking English at school. I mean at home.
They can learn English by talking English at home. What kind of school do you think your parents went to?
French.
Okay, in Canada, we have two official languages. Do you know what they are?
French and English. That's
right. Why don't we have schools that teach both languages?
I don't know.
Do you think it's weird?
Mm-hmm.
For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, which is an annual celebration in partnership with La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and this station, visit www.ncra.ca/RVF.